Acres Entrepreneurship Center. That's today's topic on the Southern Farm Network. I'm Mike Davis, and I am joined by Ag Commissioner Hugh Weathers, who's here to talk about SCDA's new initiative in the Agribusiness Center for Research and Entrepreneurship. Today, we're discussing the new Entrepreneurship Center. Commissioner, tell us more about this program.
Well, you're right, Mike. I think we visited a few times about ACRE over the last couple of months. We have worked and are ready to launch it this week. I think we launched yesterday for the Entrepreneurship Center, part of this umbrella of new initiatives that we're doing, and very excited about it. Want to find where those bright minds are out there in South Carolina agriculture, agribusiness, and be able to support them and move them to the next level. I've given several speeches or whatnot about ACRE, and I always point at my cell phone and say that what we consider a convenience today began at some point in time as somebody's entrepreneurial idea, and it just took one step to the next. So that's what we're looking to define in agriculture.
Absolutely right. And I believe that, as you mentioned, it launched yesterday on Monday, and you're taking applications. What are some of the requirements that you're looking for people? What is it that you're hoping to get out of this?
We're going to have what we call two tracks, track one and track two. And what we're launching now is for track one. And what that means, a person already has somewhat of an idea of a product, pretty much in an early stage of development. So what we're going to do with them is take these applications and grade them, score them, and for those that we, a board that will look at all of these and decide and find out who we think has the potential to take it to the next level and be prepared to invest a few dollars in that effort. So this is track one, has to be connected to agribusiness. The website, I think, goes into more detail, but that is the purpose of it.
And later on, you mentioned track one. Track two will be coming up, I think you said, perhaps later this year. What's that going to look like?
Well, it's more for the beginner that might just be rolling out an idea, doesn't have the experience in business yet. We will support them with more mentorship, put them in touch with some of the board members who might serve in that capacity, help them with a business plan, those types of things that some of these folks concentrate on their idea, their product, their process so much they overlook maybe the business side of doing these things. So we want to be there to encourage them and provide whatever help we can for those early entrepreneurs later in the year. Right now we're looking for those who have an idea already in the works, and we want to try to help them move to the next level.
And as part of doing that, you mentioned they might be looking for some investment, and I believe applicants could get up to $25,000. Is that correct?
That is correct. We feel as if a person has that potential to get to the next level, we want to invest a few dollars in them from some funds that were awarded to the department. And then the key will be putting them together with private investment and maybe a shark tank type of initiative where folks will make their pitch. And those who are ready to have dollars to invest would consider the pros and cons of it. So very exciting what we're doing. We just want to find those bright minds out there in South Carolina agriculture and support them to move to the next level with South Carolina agribusiness. There is a website for ACRE that will direct them to the application and everything we've talked about here.
Absolutely, and that is terrific news. I know a lot of people are going to be excited that this is finally taking off. We have been talking with Ag Commissioner Hugh Weathers, and that's today's topic on the Southern Farm Network.